just past 4 o'clock on this Monday, which means it's time to welcome my regular guest, Chris Carey. Chris volunteers his time each week to select and research our classic picks of the week, and then comes in to share his findings and talk about that with me. George Jones and Tammy Wynette on the docket for this week. Welcome, Chris.
Wow, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, so Golden Ring was the seventh collaborative studio release between George Jones and Tammy Wynette. It came out in early August 1976, so about 43 years ago. So this, like I said, it was their seventh studio release, but it was the first following their divorce. They did after they were married. This was their most commercially successful collaboration, and a lot of times usually is considered their best duet album. I mean, at the time when these two got together in the late 60s, they were huge. I was trying to come up with a rock analogy, but like George Jones was probably the biggest, or definitely one of the biggest male singers in country, and Tammy Wynette was, I mean, she was super hot at the time. She had just released, you know, Stand By Your Man a year prior to them getting married. So they were, I mean, and then they became together. They were, for a while, they were the biggest, you know, kind of act in country for a while.
That sounds like a ridiculous amount of pressure on a romantic relationship.
Yeah. So, but, you know, to go back, George Jones at this time, I mean, he, you know, he's always had a super distinctive voice. I love his voice. I think George Jones has got an amazing voice.
There is no other.
It's amazing. And, you know, his signature song, you know, his kind of his signature song was He Stopped Loving Her Today. And that's still like a, you know, a mainstay in classic country bars around the country. He was born way back in 1931, and he got his first guitar at the age of 9. He kind of grew up in a pretty dysfunctional home. His father, I guess, was pretty abusive. He left home at 16 to make his career in country music, and he was on the radios by the late 40s. And by the time he was 23, he got his first record degree, or his first record contract in 54. And this was after he actually had a short stint in the Marines, which I had no idea, and an even shorter first marriage. Both Tammy Wynette and George Jones had a few marriages. George had 4 in total marriages.
Just a precursor
and
marriage.
And Tammy Wynette had 5, yeah. But they were each other's third. And so so after that first stint with his wife, which was just about a year, he got out of the marriage and he got out of the Marines, and he went back to recording. And he had some in the 50s. He had a little bit of success, but nothing big until his first major hit, White Lightning, which came out in 1959, and that was a number one. He had several more number one hits throughout the 60s. As his career was kind of skyrocketing, he kind of got into some trouble with some substances and checked himself in 67 to a rehab facility. When he got back out in 1968, he divorced his second wife and went back on the road with some, you know, renewed sense of purpose and fervor. And at the time, they did some gigs with Tammy Wynette, who at the time was touring with her second husband, Don Chapel. And while they were touring together for a while, you know, Tammy Wynette and George Jones developed a little bit more than friendship. In late 68, she divorced Don Chapel, and by early 69, they were married. So, and just to give you Wynette's background, she was born in Mississippi. Her first husband, she married when she was 17, before she even graduated high school. She did a lot of, after she got out of high school, she worked as a secretary, she worked in the bar, she worked as, she did a few other things to make ends meet, and she got her cosmetology license. And a thing I found out that I find very endearing is that she got that cosmetology license in like the 50s, and she renewed that her entire life, even after she was super famous. And she, at first, I think she started doing it just because, you know, I think she thought, if music doesn't pan out, I still have my cosmetology license. But I don't, it's kind of crazy. She renewed.
But then she had George Jones's hair to take care of.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Which was pretty, it was pretty interesting. So anyway, she eventually, this first husband, she did play out too to make some money. And her first husband did not support this. So before long, she left him, went to Nashville in 1966. And within a 2 years, she had her first hit single with Apartment Number 9, which was co-written by Johnny Paycheck, which I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that. And so before long, she had a meteoric rise you know, within a couple of years, she had Stand By Your Man, which is probably one of the most famous country songs of all time. And I particularly like the Blues Brothers cover of Stand By Your Man. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Anyway, so they were both huge by the time they met together and got married. And so this was kind of a big deal, you know, in the country music world. And after they got together, this was, like I said, this was a third marriage for both of them. They ended up recording a total of 9 studio albums together, the last 3 after they had gotten divorced. This was the first one they recorded after they got divorced. And they got divorced in 75, so just a few months before this was recorded. And what's interesting about this is that you can kind of, maybe not in every song on this album, but there are a few songs where you can totally hear the, you know, the strain they were kind of under. And I think, but in it comes out in a really great way. And it's kind of an amazing record.
Do you know if it was a contractual obligation to finish these albums together?
I don't know if it was contractual, but I do think that they were being pressured by the record industry. And I know they were trying to tour on their own after the divorce, and both George Jones and Tammy Wynette were being almost heckled by the crowd, asking where the other one was.
Ugh.
And it was almost easier for them to do this together. And I feel kind of bad for them,
but poor darlings.
But that's this, awful. But they did make a really good record. This was recorded in Columbia Recording Studios in Nashville, and Billy Sherrill was the producer. He had started off working with Tammy Wynette from the very get-go, so he was very familiar with her. He hadn't worked with George Jones until they worked together. He ended up producing 8 of their 9 collaborative albums together. He also worked with. He was a very famous producer in the 60s and 70s of country artists. He was actually started off in Sun Records, hired by Sam Phillips himself, and he ended up doing stuff on top of the stuff with Tammy Wynette and George Jones. He worked with Marty Robbins and Charlie Rich and Johnny Paycheck, Tawny Tucker, Johnny Cash, Mickey Gilley. I mean, it's like everybody you've ever heard of that's a country artist. Commercially, this album was great. It made it to number 1 on the country charts. It had several singles, 2 of which were number 1 hits. And critically, the critics loved it from the get-go. I mean, you know, and they left a huge legacy, not just with this album, but like individually, the two of them are crazy. I know that like George Jones, he had over 900 songs recorded. That's a lot. His career spans 6 decades. There's not very many. I mean, there's only a handful that have done 5 decades.
Yeah,
but 6
that's
decades.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, it's crazy. And he's one of the most financially successful country music artists of all time. He had 150 top 40 hits, and he died in 81, just a few years ago, in 2013. Tammy Wynette, who was also huge, I mean, she, during the 60s and 70s, she charted 20 number 1 songs. And she's a huge influence to singers of country music around the world, particularly women. Her, Loretta Lynn, and Dolly Parton, I could say, at least in the second generation of country music, maybe after Patsy Cline and Kitty Wells, are like some of the most, you know, influential, not just female country singers, but singers of all time.
Singers, period.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I do. Tammy Wynette's amazing. She's pretty awesome. She died in 1998. She was only 55 when she died. She had several different kind of things happening. I believe it was a blood clot that in her lung formed and she died.
I am talking about Tammy Wynette and George Jones, their collaboration. How many did they do together?
They did 9.
9 together. Golden Ring specifically is what we're talking about. Came out in 1976. It is our classic pick of the week. Chris, anything else to add before we get into your first selection?
Yeah, this isn't one of the number 1 hits, but I really love this song. It's called I've Seen Better Days. And the first few verses are sung by Tammy Wynette, which are beautiful. But George Jones then sings several verses, and his are, I think it's some of the best singing by George Jones on this album. It's great. I mean, it's a really good song.
Excellent. All right, George Jones and Tammy Wynette, "Golden Rain," our classic pick of the week. This is "I've Seen Better Days." Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.